The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 599.
Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have an amazing lady on the show today. She is the founder of Visionary Yoga, and I'm really excited to have her on and share her story with us today on self-confidence. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Mariko Hirakawa. Mariko, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to our listeners.
Yeah, Sheena, great to be here. And yes, my company, Visionary Yoga, is really not the typical yoga studio, but we really work primarily one-on-one with business leaders and entrepreneurs and as a personal development company. And I've discovered, being an entrepreneur myself, that and having been an avid student of yoga for decades, that yoga is such an amazing tool for overcoming many of the emotional blocks that keep us, you know, hold us back from going for it full out. You know what I mean? And as entrepreneurs, it's like you really want to be able to have access to all your resources. I call it the most resourceful state of being. And combining yoga and mentoring and coaching, I found that it really creates, first it positions yoga as like a path of growth, not just to, you know, stretching and breathing and, you know, getting the yoga butt or something. It's so much more about self-growth and self-discovery and constant expansion of the self. So that's what we as Visionary Yoga promote in people and in companies, and been doing this since, gosh, 19, I discovered yoga in 1992, so it's been a really long path from being a professional ballet dancer to going to India to study Ayurveda for about 7 years, and just coming back to New York City, my home turf, and kind of integrating, synthesizing all the knowledge I learned and now really sharing it with people. So it's been a very rich path.
Awesome. Thanks for sharing that. And Mariko, what's your cultural background?
Well, heritage-wise, I am Japanese. I was born in Japan, and two kind of hippie parents. I think I get my adventure bug from my father, who in the 70s, I mean, he wasn't a very prestigious company, but he decided, I don't know, he had this longing to experience, I guess he just wanted to experience life in its totality, and he saw this film that was by this filmmaker, Satyajit Ray. He's an Indian art film director, and he saw this film, he just decided then and there, I have to go see India. And so he like packed up, you know, everything, you know, quit the job, and for an entire year we, you know, kind of roamed around India. And I was just 9 months old then, so so that's the kind of parents I have. And so I lived in Japan. We, you know, came back from India, lived in Japan till I was 9. And my father decided to study English, teaching English as a second language in SUNY Albany. And after that program, he decided, okay, I like living in this country, so he just decided to stay here. And it's not the typical path for a Japanese family to move to the United States, and I think it was a difficult path for my parents, but hey, no regrets. I feel it was my destiny to be here, and so yeah, that's kind of my background in a nutshell.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And what would be your favorite self-confidence quote?
I think I resonate with this very much. Mark Twain said, 20 years from now, you will be more disappointed by the things you didn't do than by the ones you did do. So throw off the bowlines, sail away from the safe harbor, catch the trade winds in your sail, explore, dream, discover. And it really kind of resonates with that visionary part of my being, and also just about thinking about life from the end in mind. You know, what are the things at the very end of life, you know, just before you take your last breath, like what will you be disappointed, you know, how will you think at that moment, you know? And most people, I've been reading a little bit about, you know, what centennials say, and they all regret the things they didn't do, right? So I think that every day waking up and being able to really go for it, overcome your fears, overcome your shyness, whatever your inner blocks may be, to really go for it. And this quote by Mark Twain kind of sums it up. So I love it.
Thanks for sharing that great quote. And it's so true, you know, as human beings, that's one thing we keep on doing, right? It's like, what if? And, you know, we keep saying what if, but we don't go out there and take action. And, you know, it's better just take the action and know the result than to keep wondering, right? So I really love that quote that you mentioned. And in your own words, how do you define self-confidence?
Yeah, it's a great question. And I believe, you know, self-confidence is really the ability to recognize your own inner gifts as well as demons, right? Your light as well as your darkness, and to be able to transmute everything into, synthesize everything into your unique expression that serves the world. It's kind of a, you know, that definition comes from my experience of really, you know, having to synthesize all these different aspects of myself, the dancer in me, the healer in me, the artist in me, the entrepreneur in me, the leader in myself. And we have also the dark side. I recently wrote this book called The Yoga of Personal Development. And in it, I talk about, it's just like, because people have this idea of yoga being, you know, bringing your palms together in namaste and sitting in lotus position and, you know, shanti, shanti, all this, you know, peace and good vibes and all of that. Well, that is maybe maybe we come to that at the very end, but the path itself, I find, is a lot of it is really confronting your own inner darkness. And the sooner you can do that, you know, confronting the things you don't want to look at gives you self-confidence too, because you're able to own both sides of your being. And I think that's so, so important, to become really holistically self-confident, not just putting a facade of confidence on. To be authentically self-confident, I really believe you need to embrace both sides.
Thanks for sharing that great definition. I love how you mentioned, you know, like your gifts and your demons, right? Because we all have it. And, you know, sometimes we feel bad if we have demons, but, you know, it brings out the best of us, right? It makes us be aware of who we are and what we can work on and, you know, keep improving and moving forward. So I really love that you mentioned that, especially in yoga. Like you mentioned, it's not always like not, you know, being a namaste and putting your palms together. Sometimes it's more than that, and everyone's different, right? Which is great. And I think that's great you were able to mention that. So thanks for sharing that great definition. And Mariko, what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
Yeah, being female, being brought up in Japan, and I was painfully shy and insecure. I think I was drawn to the path of dance from a young age because I could express myself physically without having to talk, or, you know, I could just be this movement allowed me self-expression without the shyness, I don't know, without kind of threatening my shyness. But also, as, you know, I got more serious with dance, it was being a dancer meant that I was constantly judged for my body, for the way I looked. And it often, you know, paralyzed me with fear, especially when I had to be in auditions or, you know, perform for like people I could see, you know, without the darkened audience and all that. So I feel that, you know, my life before discovering what I call yoga with a capital Y, that deeply transformative dimension of yoga, I believe I really was living for myself. It was just a very self-centered existence. Really, all my worries were about me, myself, and I, you know, will I make that audition? What do people think of me? And, you know, oh, my fat thighs or whatever, all these like small thoughts about myself. And looking back, it's such a great recipe for depression and, you know, just not having confidence and misery, really. Really, it was what yoga taught me was really yoga, life is service. And when you're serving, actually takes you out of that self-consciousness, because when you really give yourself to the service, you can kind of lose yourself, you know, in that action. And that's the joy I find in teaching yoga, in coaching, in really co-creating, you know, with my clients and my students, their best life, their visionary life. So I really love the life I have now.
Thanks for sharing that. And I think we're all, you know, our greatest like critic and our greatest, you know, enemy, right? We're so great on worrying about all our flaws or worrying about what other people think of us. Or if, yeah, like you mentioned, you know, if we have fat thighs, we like, you know, get mad at ourselves for having it or wonder why we have it and get like you mentioned, all depressed and miserable about it, but we have to see that as something good and something that's a part of us and something beautiful. And, you know, I love how you mentioned that, you know, you started using yogas to serve others. And I think having that huge purpose really helps you, you know, build that confidence to go out there and do something that's bigger than yourself, right? It's like whatever hardships you go through, it doesn't matter because you're creating, you know, a positive impact in the world. And, you know, because of that, what's your life been like now?
Yeah, I feel, you know, every day is like a recommitment. You know, it's one thing to like commit once to something, but then to stay on the path and go all the way, it's like you need to, like, daily basis, you need to recommit and re-clarify your resolutions, re-clarify your mission. And it's an ongoing process. And I'm truly, truly grateful for the fact that I have an audience and who appreciates my message and the work that I do. And I think, you know, there's so many, you know, there's a huge, yoga has become a huge industry, but still I feel, you know, I'm committed to bringing that original purpose of yoga in a very much updated 21st century kind of a way, in language that business owners, you know, not people who are just in the spiritual space, but people who may not necessarily be, you know, what we call yogis, can understand. Because truly, I believe yoga is a force that can transform the world. It's really about, you know, complete transformation of the human being from the body to the psyche to emotions, to really realizing full potential as spiritual beings having human experiences, right? So I really feel inspired. And it's also about, you know, daily renewal of my connection with that source energy that is also another level of the recommitment. And I feel like my path is more about getting more aligned, like every dimension, every cell of my being more aligned with my message, you know, and living my talk. And so it's a wonderful thing where I can, you know, as I work on my own growth, I can share it with my tribe, and it's my work, you know, it's my life's work. So I feel like it's such a streamlined way, and everything has meaning for me in that way. Every relationship, every class I do. So I feel very blessed.
Thanks for sharing that. And I love how you mentioned, you know, every day is a recommitment, because yes, we're committed, but there's days where we feel like we want to throw the towel in and just forget about everything. And we have to realize there's a reason why we're doing what we're doing. And, you know, there's days where you probably want to throw your computer against the wall, but you know that you have a bigger, you know, you have a bigger purpose out there. So it's, you know, you just keep going. And yeah, recommit, you know, you just recommit every single day, right? It's these daily actions that yield those great results. I really love that you mentioned that. And, you know, to the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in her own journey to self-confidence. What would be that one tip you would give to her?
I would say, I don't know if this is a tip, but I would say that, you know, you wouldn't have been born if you didn't have a unique purpose that only you, like one in a gazillion, right? You are one in a gazillion, and there is a purpose that only you can achieve on this planet. And so I would say, like, whatever it takes, you know, truly make it your mission to find that thing. And for me, it's not like it's done once you find it too. It's a continuous refining of your mission and your purpose, right? And really, to be a true seeker, a lot of us compromise our true desire or our true soul's longing for practical things like, you know, money and, you know, security and stuff like that. And I think that, you know, again, coming back to what the centennials say at the end of their lives, it's like, we're going to regret, you know, the things we didn't do. We're going to regret not going for 100%. So I feel the most fulfilling way to live life is to not compromise and to really, you know, have that level of belief in yourself to know that your purpose matters and this is why we're here. And, you know, we get so lost in the world, it just pulling us in a million directions, but to really get centered on what that is, because that is the thing that's going to give you that depth of fulfillment and appreciation for life. And it's like you can't buy that. You can't buy that. And there is no such thing as security. So I think the best security is in fully 100% getting behind who you are, what you are, and discovering yourself and, you know, going for it every day.
Thanks for sharing those great tips. And if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do and check out some of your work, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Yes, I'm on most social media as Visionary Yoga. My website is visionaryyoga.com. And if any of you out there, you know, want to start yoga that is not just about the body, but that is about really bringing that level of awareness and mindfulness, I have a 5-day course I would love to give away. The URL where you can get the 5-day video course that will take you kind of day by day, every day is a yoga session about 12 to 30 minutes long, is visionaryyogachallenge.com, www.visionaryyogachallenge.com. And it's an entire course, totally free of charge. And I created this because I recognize many people who may hear about yoga still, you know, want to do yoga, or maybe you're already practicing yoga, but you just don't have that hour or an hour and a half, 2 hours to carve out to commute to a yoga studio and, you know, do the whole practice. This is really an easy way. You can do it in the comfort of your own home and start opening your body to discover yourself and bring new awareness to your day-to-day life. And I think we start with the body to tap into that energy of consciousness and elevate ourselves. You know, everything is like frequency and vibration. So when you open your body and you raise your vibrations, you see life from a whole new perspective.
Thanks for sharing then to our listeners. If you want to connect with Mariko, you can also head on over to the TaoSelfConfidence.com and search for Mariko's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else that we talked about. And I really just want to thank Mariko for taking the time to share her story and tips with us on self-confidence. So thank you so much, Mariko.
My pleasure, Shina. Total pleasure.
Thanks again. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now. Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Please subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts or Spotify to get your daily boost of confidence.